So today I'm
Yeah.
talking to Philip Morgan from Claygate. You are a sort of a warrior for a particular yellow box junction in New Malden. The location of the junction is Kingston Road at the intersections with Elm Road and Westbury Road in New Malden. There's a camera enforcement in place which began in July 2020 with fines of £160, £80 if paid within 14 days. This is where the controversy starts. Critics, including traffic experts, argue the box does not comply with regulations because it extends too far, making it a cash cow. And that's been in many publications calling it a cash cow rather than a traffic management tool. Do we agree to this
Yes.
point? Okay. Kingston Council are saying it's actually not too big in one breath, and they're also saying it's actually not one box junction, it's two box junctions. So the amount of fines they've received, which I think is in the region of £460,000, should actually be halved because it's per junction. But that's still pretty excessive, isn't it? So let's move on
Yes.
from this. Can you give me a brief synopsis about what you've been, how you've been helping people argue their fines? You've had several successful cases in court and you've been able to repeal their fines.
Yes. Well, first of all, there are four Kingston roads in Kingston. So if you get a ticket from Kingston Council, you don't know which one it is. So that's one point you can win on. There are two box junctions at that very location, Kingston Road in New Malden. And the larger one, which is connected with Elm Road, takes in most of the money. And of course, the council don't even know the basic breakdown of the figures because they don't know which box junction is which. It just says Kingston Box Junction, which I've raised with them many times. I fought three cases and won all of them at this particular junction. And most of the adjudicators agree that the junction is too big. And let's face it, it's the adjudicators who know the law more so than some of Kingston's traffic officers, for example, or their advisors, whoever they may be.
Moving on then, so there was a meeting, I think it was a public meeting held at Richard Challoner School where members of the
Yes.
public and the council were there. What was the outcome of that meeting? What did you take from that meeting?
Well, they decided after much discussion, a little bit like sort of comedy of errors, actually, Laurel and Hardy style. They couldn't have written it much better. They decided to put the matter back for about 6 months and they're going to review it. But also, they said they would not switch off the camera when asked by a few councillors because it had monetary and budgetary implications. And as far as I'm concerned, that is a no-no. So the first ground for a judicial review at the High Court is satisfied. It's illegality. You cannot raise money from box junctions purely for that purpose. And you cannot say things like, we will not switch on off the camera because it has financial implications. That is absolutely unacceptable.
For example, a box junction should be there for safety reasons, shouldn't it? It's to protect motorists, protect pedestrians, protect cyclists
Yeah.
making turns. It's not there
Yeah.
to inject money into the council's budget, I presume. And if that money has gone into the council budget, have they said what it's being used for?
Well, I think they have. I can't remember exactly what it's used for, but that's not the point. They shouldn't be taking the money in the first place just to generate income. They can spend it on anything they like, really, good purposes, whatever, traffic, highways, or children's schools, or whatever. But the point is, they've admitted now that they're not going to switch the camera off for the next 6 months because of financial implications. The box junction, I've witnessed an accident there myself. It's supposed to be there to reduce traffic flow and increase traffic flow, whatever they say. There's no evidence of that whatsoever. I mean, my colleague Sam Wright, who's the box junction guru, he used to design and put down and take off box junctions for Transport for London. He is an expert, and of course they won't listen to people like him or indeed to me because they've got other ideas, and it is quite clear at the meeting that two councillors, the two traffic officers, expressly use the term financial and budgetary implications if they switch off the camera. It's absolutely disgusting.
Right. So your next step is you're going to take them to court. Is that right?
Well, yes, I'm thinking about it. My problem is at the moment not having had a ticket myself, and I think I admitted at the meeting I drove into the box junction deliberately, but I did not create a contravention. I would not drive into a box junction to lose £160. So I need people to come to me and get my help, and I need to represent people, which would strengthen my what's called standing or locus standi at the High Court. But I think I do have sufficient interest, although they will say differently, to actually take the matter to the High Court, and because a judge needs to really sort out whether the box junction is too big anyway, to sort of stop the disagreements among some adjudicators. But the main point is that doesn't really need to be addressed. If the issue of illegality is addressed in the first place, then there's no need to even discuss whether the box is too big or not, because it's the illegality principle which will override any other decisions made by a High Court judge.
So you need people to come to you if they've
Yeah.
received a ticket for being in that box junction. So how would they contact you? And then what steps would you then take to represent them?
Well, I'm very happy to give you my personal details now, if that's okay.
Yes,
It's
please do.
they can contact me, philipmorgan.co.uk. My email address is kingphil25 at MSN. That's KINGFILL 25 in numbers at MSN.com. And my phone number is 07745 747 266.
And we have a bit of a ticking clock here. How many people do you need to represent before you go to court so that you can actually cement, as you call, your locus standi?
Yeah, well, I've got two live cases at the moment, and they haven't decided whether to reject the representations or not, which is interesting. And I say, but another dozen or so would help matters.
So you need that does within like a month, 2 months? How long do you need them?
Very soon, very soon, within 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, I do appreciate that, most people just cough up, but I mean, yesterday I won five cases at the tribunal, all of them. It's only 5% of people now actually fight their tickets, which is very worrying. That most of the income from these box junctions and tickets all over London come from the 95% of people who do not actually fight, even. They just pay. And there are so many ways, there's so many mistakes that councils make. Some of the cases I won yesterday, they had illegal signs up. That was in Merton and Redbridge and so forth. If people actually knew what some of these councils are getting away with, they would not be very, very happy, and they certainly would fight.
Good. Well, you're going to fight for them. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
We will hopefully you'll get some calls. Do let us know how you get on in terms of how
Yeah.
many people respond to this interview. And good luck
I
with the
will.
case and keep us informed, please do.
Thank you, Jackie. Thanks for having me again. Thank you.
Thank you, Philip.
Good luck, everyone. If you get a ticket, come and see me. Just trust me. And I have a saying, if I ever take a bus name case on, if I lose, I pay half. But I'm so disgusted and enthusiastic about this project that it's got to be sorted. And people are being kind of mugged, ripped off right, left, and centre by that box junction. I mean, if you stop in the overhanging bits, it's not a contravention, and most adjudicators agree.
Thank you very
Thank
much,
you.
sir, Phillips.
A Kingston Council spokesperson has told us the two yellow boxes in place on Kingston Road at the junctions with Elm Road and Westbury Road are there to prevent traffic from blocking each junction and to allow vehicles to enter and exit side roads. This allows clear sight of pedestrians and cyclists to motorists who are turning right into Elm Road and improves safety for all road and pavement users. We disagree with the claim that Kingston upon Thames has the highest revenue generating yellow box junction, situated on Kingston Road. The figures had erroneously been combined for two separate yellow box junctions in close proximity on Kingston Road, and therefore they seem high when compared to fines issued for a single yellow box junction. We would never undertake traffic enforcement with the intention of raising revenue. The primary reason is to uphold the rules of the road and ensure our streets are safe for everyone. Income generated from local authority penalty charge notices must by law be allocated to cover the cost of providing essential traffic and parking management services only, with any excess funds being directed towards other priority transport related initiatives. In London, this surplus is specifically reserved for critical services, including the funding of the Freedom Pass for elderly and disabled residents.